Thank you very much for inviting us in again tonight. We are very glad to be here, and we thank you for allowing us to participate in this beautiful gathering of souls and beings. We'd like to talk to you a little bit tonight about the energy of exchange, as well as the energy of flow. You have all been talking about the experiences that you have had over the last couple, 2 to 4 weeks, some of which have been somewhat energetically challenging. You probably are also noticing things that you have not noticed before. Many people, as we have talked about before, are having some challenges with what we will call, as you know, we usually call this the 3D world or the old world systems. And we want to provide you with some information, some food for thought, to assist you in helping things to flow more freely. And it's about the energy of giving and the energy of receiving, or the energy of exchange, or the energy of flow. And there are so many things that we could talk about, but we would hope that we can help you fine-tune some of the information that you are receiving, and fine-tune yourself to allow your own inner being and the energy to flow through you more freely. Because as the changes are happening in the external world, and as all the new energies are filtering into your planet and into your vibratory field, it can be a little disconcerting to not understand what you're feeling. Whether it's the information you're receiving from others or the information you're receiving from yourself. So you are probably feeling the energy of a lot of stopping and a lot of starting. Or as was described a little bit earlier, the energy of being on a roller coaster. You're going up and then you're coming down very quickly sometimes. And so we are hoping that we can provide you with some guidance that will allow those ups and down to be less high and less low, and flatten them out a little bit, and help you to understand how much more easily you can flow through the experiences and circumstances that are now happening. So as you know, everything is energy. Whether it is the chair you are sitting on, the car that you drive, the things that you feel, your emotions, the people around you, the beings around you, your health is an energetic component, the things that you own are energy. So we want you to think from the perspective of anything that we're talking about relate to the energy of flow. Anything and everything can flow, from material things to emotions to love. And so anything that we talk about assisting you from the perspective of helping you clear potential blocks and to help things flow a little bit more easily, we want you to understand that it can apply to any part of your life. So when you are feeling stuck, or you're feeling blocked, or you're feeling that you are in a situation where your emotions are low, or your emotions are high, or you're going through this roller coaster, there are a few things that we'd like you to look around and take perspective on. And we're going to give you an idea of what we're talking about. This is an example, a situation where, let's say that every day you come into your home and you put your belongings down on a table in the hallway, and above that table there's a hole in the wall. And you say to yourself, I've got to fix that hole in the wall. And you go about your business, and a week passes, and every single day you come in or you leave and you stare at that hole in the wall, and you think, I need to fix that hole in the wall. And now a month has gone by, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months. And every time you think about, I need to do this, or I need to do that, or I need to fix this hole in the wall, and you don't do anything about it, you're actually creating an energy blockage. You have a little bit of stuck energy that isn't going anywhere. And every time you say to yourself, I need to fix the hole in the wall, and you don't do something about it, it creates a little bit of an energy blockage. And we can tell you that the longer you say, I need to fix the hole in the wall, and the longer you don't do something about it, that little bit of stuck energy becomes bigger. And this is a bit of a silly example, but we bet that you can probably count at least 5 or 6 things that you say to yourself every day, where you say, I need to do this, or I need to do that, or I wish I wasn't thinking this, or I wish I wasn't feeling that. And you're creating some stuck energy with inside yourself. And we illustrate this because what that does for you is it creates non-movement of energy. And the longer that you hold things in, and the longer that you say to yourself, I need to do this or I need to do that, and you don't let go of it, you're creating some type of blockage of energy. And this little blockage that started, this little hole in the wall that 2 years ago now you said you would be fixing, and you still think about it every time you walk by it, and you do nothing about it, you are adding to, and you're accumulating a little bit more energy on top of that. It's kind of like the proverbial snowball. It gets bigger as time goes by. Or the dominoes that are lined up many, many hundreds of yards, and you click off the first one and they all go down. So you're just adding to the energy of this little blockage. And you know, 2 years ago it was a tiny little stoppage or blockage in your energy, and now it's become bigger, and now it your stomach aches, and then something else happens and it ripples. So we're illustrating a point to let you know that when you hold on to something, it creates an energy blockage in your field, and it can stop energy flowing of all sorts of things. So this tiny little energy blockage that happened, this little hole in the wall that bothered you 2 years ago, can actually stop the flow of well-being in your body. It can stop the well-being in those around you if you allow it to get big enough. And so this is simply a small illustration of when you're unable to let go and let things flow, how little things can manifest into big energy blockages. And so we're illustrating this in a way that we want you to be very aware of when you have repetitive thoughts, or you're unable to let things go, or you choose not to let things go. You can create many sorts of stoppages and stops and starts that segment your energy in ways where you're feeling like you're going over speed bumps and sometimes hurdles. So we suggest that when you have recognition that you're feeling things or thinking things in a repetitive way, we ask you to ask yourself, is this a benefit to you? Or is this a benefit to me? And it's really, really important for you to be aware of how the little things can become very large things. And as you are aware of these energy blips or energy spots or energy stops in your own self, you'll be aware of how you can actually start the flow going, because something as simple as a little hole in the wall that happens repeatedly and you think about it and you don't allow that energy to flow, you are actually stopping the flow of many things coming into your lives. And we know this is a very small illustrative perspective, but we really want you to think about this in everything that you do. As you put things off, as you choose to think about things in a way that you know it's there and you don't want to do something about it, you choose to focus on it and it really doesn't matter, but you are stopping the flow of energy. It doesn't matter what it is, whether it's a hole in the wall or something to do with a family member or something that you're worried or concerned about. They all can cause blockages in your energy field and stops the influx and the outflux of energy coming into you and out and going out. The other thing that we would also ask you to be very aware of is in the days and times that you're going through right now, to continue to ensure that the energy is flowing very smoothly within you and around you, be very aware of how you exchange energy with others. If you're constantly giving of yourself, giving of your time, giving of your material things, money, health, love, and you don't allow that to come back into yourself, you're going to deplete your energy. You're going to feel exhausted and tired. And so we say this in a way that we want you to be aware that as you are going throughout your day and your life, just be very aware of how you exchange your energy. When you give without receiving, you also stifle the flow of energy coming into you. When you receive without giving, you also can stifle the flow. You came to this experience to be vehicles to allow the energy of your life force to flow smoothly through you. And these things that we are talking about tonight, when you have the repetitive thoughts of being depleted or causing some energy blockages within yourself, you're not allowing that life force to flow smoothly through you. And so we just ask you to examine your practices, your thoughts, and your feelings as you go through the day, and just be very aware that you have the ability to allow this life force and the energies of love to flow through you. And if you are in a position or in an experience where you are feeling that something is not coming into your experience, examine yourself and your surroundings to understand what might be causing the blockages. Flow is easy when you understand how to let the energy flow through you. You're a conduit of energy. Think of yourself as a beautiful conduit of energy and allow that life force, the energy, to flow very smoothly into you and out of you. And the flow should continue. It should be a continual flow of beautiful energy. And at any time you're feeling depleted, you're probably giving out more energy than you need to. And if you're in a situation where you're feeling like you have a lot of energy bouncing around, you have a lot of thoughts, excess energy, you may need to adjust yourself in that way also. but always go within and ask of yourself, if my health is not what it should be, what do I need to do to clear the energy blockages that are causing that? Whatever is not flowing for you, you have the answers within yourself to allow the energy to flow. And we bring this up simply because these are things that will make your life a lot easier. But because so much more energy is coming onto your planet this time, it's even more important to be aware of how the energy flows through you and to ensure that you are allowing it to flow. We thank you for this time with you. And we will close for now, but we will open to a couple of questions if anyone has any. Would anyone like to ask a question at this time?
Notice with myself and friends, what's going on with right brain activity? Changes in right brain?
The question is, there seems to be a lot of experiences where right brain activity has changed.
Yeah, just something's happening.
Something's happening. So what's going on with the activity of the right brain? And that's a great question. There's a couple of answers or a couple of explanations that will assist you in understanding what's going on. As the influx of energy is coming into the planet, as you know, a lot of solar activity is coming into the planet. There's lots of light coming into the planet. And you're moving and being activated from a two strands of DNA to a 12th strand. What is also happening at the exact same time is the connection between your left brain and your right brain. Your brain hemispheres are being connected again. You probably will notice a lot of activity in the brain. You may feel specifically at the back of your neck, kind of in the brainstem area, some tingling, bubbling sensation up and down your spine, up and down your neck. But your brain's it's being connected again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Was there something specifically you were?
Well, that's kind of what feels like it's going on, but it's, headaches and just feel a lot of energetic activity on the right side of the right hemisphere of your brain.
So if you're having headaches, excess energy.
Yeah, just release it.
Release it. You can visualize. We suggest pretend that you're a dolphin. And open up the blowhole on top, or a whale, open up the blowhole on top of your head to let the energy out. It will assist. You may also have a lot more buzzing and ringing in your ears. Vision is changing as well. Vision is changing in a way that your eyes are being adjusted to see the new realities, the new dimensions, the new energies. You may be feeling sometimes like you're seeing through things. You're seeing double images on top of each other. Colors may be changing. May be seeing little spots, things peripherally. Eyes are changing dramatically. Did that answer your question? You're welcome. Anybody else?
What is the purpose of connecting the right and left brain? Is this to see our new earth, to be able to perceive it?
So the question, to repeat the question, what is the purpose of connecting the left and the right brain together? Is that the question?
Mm-hmm.
The purpose is that it will allow you to be more aware of It will allow you to be more aware of all that is around you. Things that you have an idea that exist, but you will be able to know that they truly are. It will allow you to see what's real as opposed to the reality that you believe is real. It will allow you to have access to all the knowledge that exists. And many, many more things that will happen as the brains fuse together. Certainly not something that is, as new life forms come onto your planet, new babies, they're coming in with more of their DNA intact, as well as the brains being more closely together and not separated. But it's simply to allow you to be in the new reality. It's where you were at one time, and now you're coming back to that time.
Thank you.
Anyone else?
I have another question.
Sure.
Last time we connected to you as a group, you said that a huge shift had taken place whereby things would, the worst is over and things...
No.
The worst wasn't over?
I guess that could be a matter of perspective. It was not our intention to say the worst was over. It was our intention to say that a shift, a very large shift in consciousness had taken place. A very large shift in consciousness had taken place. And there are still a lot of... we believe what you mean by worst is over maybe from an earth shift perspective or an earth change. And so what we were saying as it relates to that is that the earth has still some cleansing to do, and there are other earth changes coming into, will continue to come. We remind you to not... to watch them from an observational perspective. And we also know that you know the term being the worst is over is certainly a matter of perspective. So just simply know that we feel very, very, as we've told you before, excited and happy that changes, positive changes are happening, consciousness is raising, and the new earth is being created. It's all very exciting. But to say that the changes on planet Earth are going to stop, not at this time. There still are more to come. And you know, we don't predict, but we do. You do know that we're the way the energy reads at this time is still more coming.
Are they going to be more intense, or can they start going off a little?
That would, we ask you to put that energy out into and assist Mother Earth. It has, as the energy stands right now, there are still earth changes coming, and to compare, are they worse? Are they better? It's hard for us to say from the space that we reside in to make a statement like that, but there are still more coming. And we ask that you continue to just simply provide, take care of yourself, clear your thoughts, clear your energy, and assist Mother Earth. And many more people are doing this in large groups, which is having a tremendously positive effect on the planet. There are groups of people putting positive intent and focused thought on cleaning up the ocean, and it's happening instantaneously. So it's exciting to know that people are starting to understand how powerful they are and what they can do to help Mother Earth herself. So for us to say, are they going to be any worse or are they going to be any better? We're not going to say that, but we will say more changes are coming, and for you to just continue what you're doing, because everyone is doing a magnificent job of assisting, and the changes are ramping up. Time is getting shorter, and we say shorter in that time is compressing, and so it may feel like more is happening. It's simply because the element of time is being compressed. You're working down into a moment of where you will exist in the current time only. So I know you would like us to say that it's going to not be any worse, but we can't say that because we are not exactly sure. You're welcome.
I have a question. With all the clouds that are coming in, I know there's probably, I can feel the ships that are coming in with, you know, in the clouds. Is there any way that, or what we can do to connect with the ships that we want to go on?
So the question is basically an understanding, how do you connect with the consciousness that exists in the clouds that you see in the sky?
Yes.
So you already know something that, in asking your question, you already know that there is consciousness in the clouds. If you were to go on the internet, you would find many, many people are posting videos and pictures of these amazing formations in the clouds. Some of them look like people, some of them look like animals, some of them look like amazing, beautiful light ships. And you have been on the ships, you know you have. You must think of them from the perspective of these ships that exist in the sky, and the consciousness that exists within the sky are in a different form than you are. You're a physical form, you're in a physical body, and many of the things that you are seeing in the sky are of the variety or of the vibration of light. So sometimes you can exist on them by simply sending and asking your consciousness to exist there. As far as being in physical form, that's a possibility. You just have to set your intention that is what you truly want. But we would suggest that play with the clouds, because they are consciousness. They enjoy providing you with this beautiful visual. And if you ask them to take a certain form, play with them, they will take a certain form.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other questions? Thank you for your time tonight. We send you our love. And we are certainly glad that you are here with us this evening. Thank you for allowing us to be with you. We love you and honor you. And we will be with you always. Good night.
Good night.